yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth, and we are so happy to have in studio, I'm going to repeat, in studio with us today, Tracy Spink. She is with the YMCA of Hastings, and I don't even know what your new title is, so I'm going to ask you that on the air, and we'll just get caught up on all things Y. First of all, so great to see you.
Great to see you.
Yes, no kidding. Tracy, tell us what you are doing at the Y.
Okay, well, I am the Forever Well coordinator at the Hastings YMCA, and I work with the 55-plus population. My main job is to provide activities and enrichment for active older adults that come in, not only offering fitness and class options, but also educational. We do arts and crafts, walk, hike, you know, some social activities, chat time, board games, that kind of thing. I plan that for our monthly calendars.
And your monthly calendar always was full, full, full. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit and it wasn't anymore. So how has it been to have more and more people come back? Are they just so thrilled?
I think a big piece of what people have missed is that face-to-face interaction. And of course, we've been away from people for so long that we're getting reacquainted on how that looks and feels. A lot of emotions when our friends see each other for the first time. Gets me a little misty-eyed to talk about it. That one friend that's been very isolated due to a ill family member or something, and when they see their friends for the first time, you know, I would say a huge, huge number of our folks have been vaccinated, so they are thrilled to be back and feel a lot safer doing so. But the emotions of seeing those friends that it's been 18 months for some of these folks that they haven't seen in person. Maybe they've talked on the phone or, you know, done some online Zoom with friends, but there's just something about that face-to-face interaction that's so special.
I bet. And you were closed at the Hastings YMCA for what, like 6 months? How long were you actually physically closed?
We closed in mid-March, and then maybe the second week of July was a soft opening. I believe then they started gradually adding a few classes. It was very limited, though. The pool remained closed during that time. So there were no activities. It was really just a fitness facility at that time.
But I know that you still were teaching things online. But I bet for an instructor like you who needs people's feedback, that wasn't the same, was it?
No. Doing a class on Zoom, it's hard to feed off people. Folks that go to classes know this, that part of the excitement of doing things together is to keep you motivated and to feel some energy. There's just a different energy when you're in person with someone other than seeing a screen. You know, we watch televisions, we see computer screens all the time, and that interaction and that energy just isn't the same as when you're in person.
Did you find during the pandemic that you needed more physical exercise, or did you need more yoga-type relaxational exercise?
I think for myself, I probably did more strength exercise. So stretching, I feel, is important for everyone. Every single person, children, teens, adults, older folks, everyone can benefit from that. As we age, we lose flexibility, and Strength conditioning, on the other hand, affects so many different things. Your walking posture. So think of sitting slouped in a chair. You're not utilizing
muscles.
You're not
trying to make me feel self-conscious. I'm tired, Tracy.
But you can sit in a chair and do stretching, but it's not really strengthening your muscles. And so I recently did an educational piece for folks last month on the importance of how do we improve our posture and our walking gait? Because as we age, those are things that start to diminish. Folks go from a good walking position to a shuffle due to a lack of muscle strength. So that's one of the things that I really emphasize when I have discussions with folks is work on strength exercises. You may not like getting out of a chair 20 times a day, but that is probably one of the best things for you is to do squats, sitting and standing, to strengthen the backside of your body.
So that's something we could even do at home, and that's going to help us long term.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. So you did do all kinds of things on Zoom, I know, but what was the first thing you reintroduced back in person?
Personally, I did a stretch class. That was the first thing. I think folks want to pick up right where they left off.
That's not realistic.
That is not realistic, but, you know, our minds don't tell us that we've taken a couple steps back. We just want to get back in that routine, and sometimes that routine is too much. I know a lot of folks have also told me, well, I've been walking this whole time. Well, walking is good. I'm never going to say it's not, but it's different. You're in that same state of movement, and it doesn't change. And without change, you're never going to grow or improve. So I try to encourage folks to get some different direction in their routine for exercise.
So what are some things that you might recommend?
Well, one of them was squats, sitting and standing. That is, I think there's maybe 5 or 6 major muscles that you can improve. We also practice in some of our classes where adults can still use a mat on the floor, just a plank, even if it's a kneeling plank, to strengthen your core muscles, your back muscles. You could have your forearms and knees on the floor with a nice long posture. That's going to help. I tell people to go up in weight, even if it's a pound, and do more repetitions. So anything that you do more of is going to gradually improve. I had a new member come in that I was talking to who hasn't exercised at all during the pandemic, and I said to start small. Go to the treadmill and do 10 minutes. Just make it your goal and make a list what days you're coming in, and that's what you're going to do. Maybe you'll do a couple weight things too, but start with that 10 minutes of walking, and then 4 weeks or less, depending on how you're feeling, you know, make it 15 and so forth. So you're gradually increasing and feel that you're being successful instead of, oh, I'm going to do a 30-minute jog when I haven't even been walking. That would really make your body sore, and you would not want to come back and do it again that week.
And is that probably the mistake a lot of people make, is they zoom in too strong and then they burn out?
The mistake is not starting at all.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And I just chuckle because there's always so many excuses folks have for not getting going. And I'll tell you, for me, it was really hard during the pandemic being stuck at home. I didn't want to exercise at home. Who does? There's, you know, this activity or task that I need to do next, and we get very distracted. When you go someplace else, you have to go there for that reason. So if you're going to set your mind to exercise, go someplace else to do it.
And also, I think the beauty of the why is people have so many of these deep friendships. That's a motivation for them to go, and it's almost a social thing.
Absolutely. So when we opened, there were a lot of these things that we were not allowed to have due to social distancing. You can't play a board game when you're 6 feet from someone.
It's true.
You just can't.
That's true.
We weren't to share pieces. So there were some branches that were doing bingo, where you have your own card and your own cover-ups, and then, you know, a person would be calling off. But even that is, and a lot of that was via Zoom as well. And even though it's still interacting, which is great, a lot of folks still needed that interaction. It's different when you're in person and you get a bingo like there's people you're looking at around you and the excitement. So again, excitement is kind of that that light that we need. So that little happiness or spark. So, and now, as of June 1st, we are able to bring board games back. So we can start doing some of those activities at the Y. We can also have some of our social groups in person, so we can have our coffee and chat time. So we'll be just during those specific times for coffee, we'll be able to have some coffee in person, drink it with each other. So that's very exciting as well. We also have some off-site walking groups. We're going to try hiking down at the Meeseville Ravine Park Reserve. It's just an adorable place, and so that's one of the things on our bucket list for this summer. We're going to try to go to some different parks and do some walking trails, so I'm kind of excited about that.
That's fabulous, and don't people feel more comfortable when they're outside too?
Yes, in fact, I have this little piece from my May newsletter that talks about what the outdoor does for us. I'm just going to read this word for word. It says, outdoor exercise can benefit us by improving mental health and memory, increase concentration, and improve happiness. So, so many benefits from being outside that, you know, the sun shines on light, of course, the vitamin D, just so many benefits, the brighter colors, the warmth. It's all very beneficial.
I know that you and I have spoken before that an important part of aging is taking care of our mental health as well as mm-hmm. our physical health. And so really at the Y, you try to concentrate on mirroring those two. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Every month, our coordinators, including myself, call folks and check in on them, especially if we haven't seen them for a while. So much has happened over the year. People have lost spouses or gotten a terminal illness. There's just been so many things. And being that person to call and just say, hello, how are you doing? Checking in with them and letting them lead the conversation is really, for me, rewarding to see that someone reached out. There's so many folks that have not had anyone. And so making someone's day, I had one person in particular, he put my name on his caller ID so he knew my number when I called, and he answered the phone. Hello, Tracy! You know, very excited that I was calling again, and it's so wonderful. It's just, it's exciting to know that you're making a little bright spot in someone's day.
Absolutely. So as of right today, what are some of the things that you are offering your 55 and better people?
So in June, of course, I talked about our coffee and chat that we've got. We are doing games again. So location is still being kind of figured out, but we had a large group of folks that, again, that interaction piece has been missing. And how good is it for your mind to play board games, Scrabble or cards of any sort? I think that's been a big piece as well. So we're bringing that back on. We're also going to do a lunch and learn about Alzheimer's and dementia. So that's kind of mid-end of the month on the 17th. We've got that over the lunch hour. So folks can bring a bag lunch. And then the Alzheimer's Society is going to actually do this talk about dementia, 10 signs for you or loved ones, what you can be watching for. So it's going to be a really great educational piece. We're going to do some outdoor stretch classes. So again, trying to get folks outside, even if it's just for 30 minutes, I think is very beneficial. We're also going to do an outdoor picnic. So again, bring a lunch and have some yard games.
Right on your right campus.
Right on the property of the Y. So like bocce ball, croquet. If folks don't want to play the games, just sit and have lunch with friends. Just that social interaction piece again. So hoping for good weather. So we're going to be doing that. And then, as I mentioned earlier, too, we're going to have that Meeseville hike. And then maybe go for lunch afterwards. So that's all some of the things that we have planned. I also do balance assessments at the end of the month. So if folks aren't sure where they're at, they can set up an appointment. And then it's probably a 15-minute test, but I have two folks at a time. And then I give them some takeaways, things that they can work on. Like we talked about the squats and just one-legged standing balances that you can strengthen your legs, your core muscles. So that's very beneficial. And then, you know, they can work on those items. And then maybe 6 months down the road, we can do that assessment again and kind of see where they're at to measure. And then we keep those scores.
Because that helps you with falls.
Yes.
And then falls are sometimes the thing that leads to broken bones, and that leads to transitional care, mm-hmm. and that leads to all sorts of problems. So, yeah, our balance really is important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Also, I've suggested to folks some other things that they can do at the Y, some classes they can take. If they're okay with water, that's one of the best things for joints. It relieves any pressure on our joints, as well as reducing water retention. The water actually pulls water out of our body. So it's important to stay hydrated, but it can also help your body overall. So a lot of folks with arthritis like to do water walking. It just helps alleviate a lot of the pain in our bodies to have those limbs submerged in the water.
And your pool is now open.
Yes, and our classes are up to 27 participants. In the beginning, the numbers were very low. Maybe we had 12 people, and then it kind of started, you know, adding a few more. But this month, we've increased quite a bit. So, and just in comparison, we used to have up to 40 people in a class. So we're getting closer, but we're still taking a lot of precautions to make sure people have plenty of space.
But it's feeling better, right?
It is feeling much better.
Yay!
Yes. Yes.
Tracy,
very positive.
All good information. If people want to learn more about any of the things you spoke about, how can they do that, please?
Well, they can look, first of all, on our website, ymcanorth.org. That is a new website that has come out over the last year, which some folks may not know. And then my contact information, tracy.spinks@ymcamn.org, or my phone number, 651-319-8009. That's my personal number. If you have anything related to older adults, I can help you out.
Thank you so much. So good to see you.
You're welcome.
Yay, we're kind of getting back to normal. I like the sound of that. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guest today, Tracy Spinks. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.